Boy, what a pleasure to be back here. Giants baseball coming up. And, boy, there's a guy I wanted to meet for a long time, and he's here to join us, former shortstop of the San Francisco Giants. Johnny LeMaster is with us. How about that?
Hey.
All right.
Great to be here.
Hey, come on. What brings you out?
Mario gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. And,
that's Mario.
That's a Godfather reference for you too, Marty. How about that?
Very good. All right. Well, it's great to see you here. You're on the ticket today. You know that.
I do know that.
Boy, very good. So Johnny LeMaster with us. And Johnny, you know, what comes up, Garcia last night got his first hit.
Correct.
In the big leagues, and it was a home run. You got, and your name always comes up. Your first hit in the big leagues was a home run. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it was. September 2nd, 1975, which would be 43 years tomorrow.
That's right.
I just got called up. We were playing the Dodgers. Don Sutton's on the mound. I'm sitting on the bench just watching the game. Chris Spire was starting shortstop. And his first at bat, he pulls a hamstring going down the first baseline. So I'm sitting on our bench. I say, hey, I get to watch a big league baseball game, baby, from the bench. You know, I was just excited to be able to do that. But Bill Rigney was the manager, and he said, LeMaster, get in there. I don't even have my shoes tied. The veterans on the bench hid my glove on me where I couldn't find it. By the time I get out there, I don't even get to throw a ball over to first base to loosen up. But here we go. But luckily, there wasn't a ball hit to me. But by the time it came my turn to bat, Don Sutton's on the mound, Hall of Famer. He throws me a curveball. I probably miss it. It breaks 3 feet, but I probably swing and miss it by 3 feet. And there's a Dodger fan right behind home plate at Candlestick saying, LeMaster, this is the big leagues. I said, hey, baby, you're telling the truth. Sutton throws me another one, and it breaks 4 feet. I mean, it was just nasty. I probably missed it 4 feet. He's got me 0-2. Von Josh was on second base. For some reason, he tries to bust me inside with the next pitch to get me off the plate, but he left it out over the plate a little bit. I hit a line drive to center field. The center fielder's coming in to catch it on one up, try to make a play at the plate. But at that time, Candlestick was AstroTurf. And it hits a seam in the AstroTurf and bounces over it. It was John Hale was out. He was their center fielder. It bounces over his head and rolls all the way to the fence. And, I mean, I touch every base perfect. Left foot, curling, and I never run that fast before in all my life. It was a stand-up inside the park home run. Later on, I sent the ball over to Don Sutton, and he wrote me one of the nicest notes on that ball that you've ever seen, and I've still got the ball. You know, first lit hit, first big league hit, Hall of Famer putting his name on. So that was a day for me right there.
Well, I love it. Johnny LeMaster with us. And Johnny, your name comes up so often. And we have someone on Twitter, Sons of Johnny LeMaster.
Yeah,
you know,
I've seen that.
Yeah, who follow you. I follow that person all the time and always tweeting into me. So you have a lot of people who remember you fondly out here. Dwayne Kuiper talks a lot about you. And you and Dwayne together, tell me about that double play combination.
Believe it or not, Dwayne and I both, our birthdays are on the same day.
Wow.
On the, June the 19th. How that happened, I don't know. Dwayne came over to us from the Cleveland Indians, and we just, as soon as he came, we just hit it off really big when he came over. And we enjoyed playing with each other, talking, working with each other, talking when the game's going on, like in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, if fast runner's on first or fast runners at the play. Hey, we're just looking at each other saying, hey, we got to go. You know, if we got to take, because back then, you know, they could come in standing up, body block, whatever they wanted to do to you at the second base. So sometimes we just knew we was going to have to take our punishment and go.
Well, boy, Johnny LeMaster with us. I know we got to run. I know you want to go see Murph and Mario. Thank you so much for bringing Johnny out. And you got your grandkids here as well. Favorite moment in about 30 seconds, 30, 40 seconds, your favorite moment as a Giant?
It would be June the 2nd, 1973. There was a man that owned a radio station in Paintsville, Kentucky. His name was Paul Fife. And he called me on the phone. He said, Johnny, do you know that the Giants have made you their number one draft pick?
Uh-huh.
I said, no. He said, I just came over the AP wire here. And that was the best memory. That I can't tell you how that makes somebody feel, to have somebody call you and then tell you, hey, they selected you number one.
Ah, beautiful. Great to have you here. Thank you so much for stopping by. And, Allie, stick around. I want to take a picture with you and get your contact information. We'd love to have you on again.
You guys have a wonderful day.
Very good. Thank All right, you, that's sir. Johnny LeMaster. All right, more coming up.